we're going to be exploring the phrase, if only. And this is a phrase that often begins at the start of an excuse, as we explain away the lack of success or a perceived failure. But we're going to look at how this phrase can actually identify a constraint, which, if used creatively, will yield tremendous results and amazing opportunity. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and I have a confession to make today, and that is I am allergic, specifically to negativity. Now, I know it sounds goofy, and it is goofy, but I want you to imagine this. Think about the amount of times that we are face-to-face or in conversation with or find ourselves around people who bring us down, people whose negativity or overall outlook on life is just depressing and discouraging. And the fact of the matter is, we don't have to deal with that. We don't have to put up with that. We don't have to be around negative influences that are going to bring us down. And today we're going to explore how often when we're looking at things from this perspective, from a negative mindset, seeing the problem, if we simply reverse the point of view, if we simply reverse our thinking, it can lead to incredible creativity. Napoleon Hill, in his classic work, Think and Grow Rich, closes out his book in a chapter called The Devil's Workshop. It's a fascinating chapter, and at the end of the chapter, he lists 55 famous alibis. Now, we're all familiar with the term alibi. Now, an alibi is essentially an excuse. Oh, I was with so-and-so, or I have this, or let me explain away the situation. Well, the alibis that Napoleon Hill lists here all begin with two words, if only. Now, as a previous English teacher, I could go on and on about if and the conditional phrase that it represents, if this were in place. But the fascinating thing about these alibis is after if only, it then lists something, some tangible or intangible thing that either we need or that we have and don't want, that if this were not in place, we would be achieving the success that we thought we'd be achieving. Allow me to explain. He says, if only I had money, if only I had a good education, if only I could get a job, if only I had good health, if only I had time. Boy, that one hits true over and over. If only times were better, if only I now had a chance, if only I could save some money, if only I knew how, if only I were sure of myself. He ends the list with this one, if only I had the courage to see myself as I really am. What we're going to explore today is how this is an identification of opportunity. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, now, hold on. If only tends to lead to something negative. If only I didn't have this bum leg, or if only I had more energy. And what this does is it sets us up to accept our lack of success. Well, the reason I don't have what I want, the reason I'm not living the life I want, is because of this thing that I either have or don't have. But consider the following. The principles of the entrepreneurial mindset are based on timeless truths that are true regardless of circumstance. And one of these principles is the following. Constraints breed creativity. Constraints breed creativity. The things that constrain us, the things that keep us in our mind from succeeding or that hold us back, it is those things that can cause us, if we have an entrepreneurial mindset, to be intensely creative and find innovative approaches that previously may have been unknown to us. So when we discover an if only in our life, we're essentially discovering a constraint. Now, one of the principles, one of the foundations of the entrepreneurial mindset, as you've heard me talk about before in this podcast, is opportunity seeking. We need to constantly be looking for opportunity. We need to be on our tiptoes, waiting for opportunity to pass us by and grab it by the hair and pull it close. And the way in which we become an opportunity seeking person is to look for constraints. Constraints are, they're like a superpower. It's like a gift. Now, that feels weird to say because often we look at these things as negative, but that's exactly where they have their power. They have their power because we perceive them and society perceives them as problems. Take the one that's pretty classic. I think we've all felt this at various times in our life. If only I had the money. Oh my goodness, right? Think about what we would do. Now, we also know that money without effort is virtually meaningless and will be something that we just waste or don't use properly. But if we only had the money, we would do this. You know, we would buy the house of our dreams, or we would start the business, or we would launch the idea, or we would invest in whatever it is. If only we had the money. Okay, now look at it from the opposite point of view. We don't have the money. Therefore, what? What can we now do? Where can we find the creativity in the cracks, in the fissures of that argument? If only I had the money. Okay, well, how much money do we have? And what can we do with that? And how can we be so much more intentional about that money? Consider if I was going to go start a business and someone was to give me $1 million to launch that business. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I would be elated. Oh my gosh, I've got $1 million. I'm going to start this business. I don't know that I would properly steward that $1 million very well. I mean, that $1 million would probably lead to a really nice car because I would want to look good as I drove around promoting the business. I'd probably get a really nice office space with some nice computers, some good equipment and things like that. But I don't know that I would treat the money as intentionally as I would if it was, say, $5,000 and the only $5,000 I had in my savings account. I've mentioned Sarah Blakely on this podcast before, and I'm smiling now as I think about this, because in her masterclass, she tells exactly that story. She started Spanx, which is a $1 billion company, with her last $5,000 of savings. In other words, she didn't launch it with the help of wealthy investors and all kinds of opportunity and all kinds of money. She just did it. But because she was using her own money and her last $5,000, she was incredibly careful. She thought about every expense. She considered it carefully. And out of that, she got more creative. And it was that spirit of creativity that led to the true success she experienced later on. This is the entire point. Let's not run away from the if-onlys. Let's not sit in a corner and hide and mope and complain, saying it's not fair. Everyone else has all these advantages and I don't have anything. No, what we have are constraints. Constraints are superpowers. Where inside of that constraint can we find the creativity, the innovation, the ingenuity to think outside the box, to consider things differently, to see it from a different perspective, and therefore to achieve wild success? As you look at this list, if only I lived in a different neighborhood, if only I hadn't lost my money, if only luck were not against me, you're going to identify some if-onlys that we are holding in our life. Whether we know it or not, we all have if-onlys that carry weight on our soul. But I'm going to argue today that we take those if-onlys and we turn them around and we say, you know what? Thank goodness I don't have the money. Thank goodness I don't have the time, because now I am not going to waste the little that I do have. I will treat it like a precious resource and be intentional and focus my efforts on the success that I desire to live the life that I want and ultimately achieve my vision.